Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and today I am joined by my husband, Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Today we are going to chat about a movie that we just watched on Netflix last night. It's called Fair Play. If you haven't seen it, stop this episode right now and go watch it and then come back. If you have seen it, we're going to discuss the movie and what happened in the movie, because it brought up some really powerful emotions for me personally that I did not anticipate. Like literally last night, the feeling that I had after watching the movie, and then still today, this morning and into this afternoon, the feelings and the thoughts that I have about this movie that are lingering, that kind of makes this movie unlike any movie we've watched recently, right, Greg? I mean, it started, it ended, it was great. Usually that's it. You know, you laugh, you talk about it, that's it. I'm like literally ruminating over this movie and the ideas and the principles and the concepts and the relatability that it brought to the table hours later. So,
yeah.
The movie's called Fair Play. And in the movie, there is a young couple who are dating. They get engaged at the very beginning. It's a very like intense sexual, like, professional, powerful movie. Empowering, really. They both work at a financial firm and they're both working hard to be promoted. Like they both have the goal of rising to the top in this organization. And they're keeping their relationship secret in the organization because it's against company policy. And they don't want to inhibit their ability to be promoted, one or the other, or both, based on the fact that they're dating each other. So there's that. As the movie starts settling in, you realize that the expectation is that the man, the male in the relationship, is up for this promotion. There's some like hinting around that he's next in line for this promotion at this financial firm. But then what ends up happening is that she gets a call to come out late in the middle of the night to meet with her boss. And it ends up being the head of the firm meeting her instead and offering her the position. So there, the idea was that he was going to be promoted and then they would work to get her promoted and then they live happily ever after. What actually happened was she got promoted and then shit hit the fan, because this is where the fair play, the power struggle came in. And this is where my emotions have continued to drive into today. I think partially because I'm a woman, and the other part because I am a woman who has been in the financial industry and started there very young. And I have experienced some of what was involved in this movie that makes me feel so many different emotions, from being enraged to empowered to empathetic. And so what happens is, as soon as she gets the promotion, there's chatter around the office that she must have done something to get that promotion. She's like the only female in the office, right? In a male dominant setting. And that right there is where I like immediately went on like red alert during the movie. I don't know if you could like sense it in me, Greg, but I was like immediately tense, like, oh my God. As a woman, my alarms go off because one, I've been in that setting where it's male dominant, but two, as a woman, I'm tired of the narrative that to be in a high performing position or a position of superiority, a position of power, that you had to do something other than be hardworking, intelligent, and qualified to get there, right? But then what happens is it like starts to get to her fiance that nobody in the office knows is her fiance. And he starts not only feeling probably a little bit jealous and also upset that he didn't get the promotion first, but he also then starts questioning her and whether or not she really did do something to get herself into that position. And then the relationship starts to get pretty rocky pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about it this morning in the car, and you had a good point. Like the entire thing, if you've seen it, you'll know what we're talking about. The entire situation started on a rocky foundation because it started with the foundation of deception in their relationship, just period. The deception being that they were dating and couldn't tell anyone. So they're in this office setting and they would go home together at night and then go different directions in the morning to arrive at the office at different times and in different ways. And had to basically like live a lie the moment they stepped into the office building. And so there's already this idea of cracks, little cracks of like, well, if we're lying about this, what else could you be lying about?
Their whole relationship was built on that rocky foundation. So when she got the call to go meet with her manager at 2 a.m. at a bar because they needed to talk to her, that's sketchy.
Right. And I just, in thinking about it now, like this is something that we didn't discuss earlier, but like she couldn't say no, right? She couldn't say no based on a relationship because they didn't know she was in a relationship. It doesn't make the situation right. She could simply have her own personal boundaries and say, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to come out in the middle of the night and meet you. This can wait until tomorrow. But as a young woman feeling the pressure of trying to do anything and everything you can to prove your worth and to prove that you are ready to step up and show up in your role, especially in a male dominant industry, she didn't. That extra layer of him laying next to her that nobody knew about was like actually separate from that. But to your point, and in our conversation, like that already was like breaking trust with him in their relationship, because it was like, you don't have to do that. Like, how much are you willing to do then? Right. That opens that up.
That's just where like you got to have, you know, some sort of boundaries in your life. And this is just a great, it's a movie and that creates suspense and drama. But in real life, you know, that would be a situation where it's like, whatever we need to talk about at 2 a.m. at a bar, let's connect at 10 a.m. tomorrow at work.
Or I'll come in an hour early. How about 7 a.m. instead of 8 and in the office?
This goes back to the people, places, and things. So she could have, again, this is a movie we're talking about, but it's real life stuff happens like this. But like, if that boundary is not in place and she puts herself in that situation, then that kind of plants a little narrative in his head. And so when he later in the movie hears chatter around the office, like, I heard she slept with somebody or whatever she did to get in this position, that kind of feeds that for him, because he's like, well, maybe, how do I know?
Yeah, there was a little bit of a crack.
Strip club at another scene with the crew. These are like things that you're not supposed to do in a healthy situation, you know, but she put herself in there to get ahead. But it's like, you don't have to do that kind of stuff in a male dominated industry. Like you said, it doesn't matter. Even as a male, I would say, I'll talk to you in the morning. In real life.
Yeah. In real life.
You got to have some boundaries.
Greg now, Cameo now, would do that now. But there are times in our younger years when we were still trying to prove ourselves and trying to fit in and trying to make sure that we were doing everything that we could to prove that we wanted what we were going after, that we might not have had those boundaries in place, right?
Yeah.
So in this situation, this is a young girl. She didn't, like, she had worked really hard to get to where she was, and she didn't blow it. She didn't want to. And also they were keeping their relationship secret. So she goes out, she gets offered this position. She tells him, he's happy for her. Also a little bit bummed, also a little bit jealous. Then here's the chatter around the office. The cracks start showing through in the relationship of trust and questioning, and it just gets nasty. And in the end, what happens is she finds out that he was hired as a favor to a friend and that he was never going to get the promotion. And so their initial plan of both of them being in this higher management level position was never going to happen. And in fact, she was trying to guide him out of the firm so that he could get a good job in a different firm. And he was resistant to that idea. And then that made it even worse. And things got really nasty and heated. And then in a moment of kind of passion, rage, despair. There was a scene in the movie where things went too far and she said stop and he didn't, and there was some, you know, aggression and
don't give away the movie.
Yeah, I know. I said if you haven't seen it, you should turn the movie, you should turn this episode off.
Don't give it away.
So it got nasty. And at the end, she ended up kind of like what felt like revenge, having him in a position where she was, now I'm in charge and you need to apologize, and this revenge situation. But I take it differently. And as a woman at the end, I felt enraged last night. Like, I've had some time to like think it through and I don't feel as angry anymore. But at first, my initial emotion was enraged because I have been in a position in a male dominant financial industry where I've had a multitude, I've had a few different male superiors.
You've had two extremes.
I've had two extremes.
You've had two extremes.
I had a male superior who was inappropriate, who treated me like I was a young woman who had to prove herself, who said things that were crossing all the lines. And I was in a position where I didn't know how to handle that. I was young. It was my first professional role, really. And I didn't know how to speak out. I was scared. What would happen if I did? Would I get fired? Would I be alienated? Like, it was scary. It wasn't good. And then later, I was in a role where I had another male superior who was the most respectful, empowering, encouraging boss you could ask for. So I've seen it all. I've been in both positions where I know what's right and what's not. And, you know, I handled it the best that I could in the time. But so now I'm watching this movie and seeing this happen to this girl where she's being accused of sleeping with someone to get to the top. And it makes me angry as a woman to feel like no matter what, as women, we are constantly questioned, especially when we accelerate our life, especially when we are doing things that where we're rising. It's, well, who did she and what did she? And instead of, she's so smart and so intelligent, she's worked so hard. And I'm just really tired of that narrative. And so that's why I was feeling enraged. It got personal for me for a minute, right? For that reason. But then also what happened at the end of the movie with kind of the abuse situation. And it was like, it made me angry because she was being portrayed as like being put in her place, right? So you're dominant and you've gotten this promotion and now I'm going to put you in your place intentionally or not, whatever the scene. And again, you're right. We're talking about a movie, but like it was a moment for me as a woman where I was like, God, I'm so tired of seeing this same thing over and over and over again, where women are belittled and harassed and negated, and then also like put in their place and dominated in ways that we shouldn't be. And I'm not like overly feminist, so I'm not trying to come across that. It was just a moment of like feeling enraged in a way that movies don't typically make me feel, especially when they're over, like whatever. Then I woke up this morning and I was feeling like a little bit empathetic toward the male character. Because we started talking about it too, and like listening, I was curious what your thoughts were and like open to your perspective as the male, because I can understand how he was feeling deflated and disappointed and that why he was questioning, you know, her based on the deception of their relationship in the office and how that would kind of spiral if you didn't have it in check. So I was feeling a little bit empathetic toward him, not forgiving his behavior, but almost like leaning toward the idea that he was already fragile. It was already a fragile situation and it just escalated really quickly. And that there wasn't an opportunity for him to like really in a healthy way express how he was feeling. And then things got out of hand. And I just feel like in life that often happens, right? Like if you don't feel heard and you don't feel seen and you don't feel validated, things can get out of hand really quickly. And it was a movie, so it was extra drama and extrapolated things that may not happen in real life that dramatically. But I started feeling empathetic toward him and then asked you what you thought. And your perspective was a little different with regard to like the pressure that's put on men.
Well, a couple things. First of all, any relationship, whether it's a guy and another guy, you know, being buddies, or, you know, girl and a girl being friends or a more intimate relationship, any sort of relationship, professional relationship, if it's built on lies and deceit and even little lies, like sneaking around and you know, any of that stuff is going to create little tiny voices of like, what is she really doing? What is he really doing? So starting with that, I mean, that just leads there. You can't build a house on sand. I mean, it's just not going to, it's not going to be the castle that you dream it to be, because it's just built on bullshit, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
So there's that. And so my perspective of watching that movie was like, what happened was she started to make a lot of money and have a lot of success, and he was feeling left behind. But I was thinking in that movie, like, gosh, if this was in a healthy relationship where it's a team, you would be like, hell yes, go. What do I need to do to support this? Because you're having this moment of your shining moment, and I'm your support here. Because life kind of ebbs and flows, and sometimes you're gonna take off, sometimes, you know, so healthy would look at it that way. But it's a movie, again, it's drama and suspense. So from a male perspective, I feel like there's a ton of pressure, because you are only as good as what you can provide and the income that you make. So it's just a little bit different. So there's a lot of pressure on young men, especially, to prove themselves. I can relate to that, you know, when you start off in life and people look at you, and I mean, I've had people say, like, what are you going to learn? You know, you're a dumbass. Like, what are you going to learn in college? Or what, you know, just, I've had people say the most horrible things, not sexist really, but just like, you know, you're nothing when you're a young man starting in life. Like, you've got a lot to prove. Especially if you don't really come from a huge, you know, financial upswing, you're just starting off, and you got to go prove yourself, right? So for girls and boys, it's different. I feel like it's just a different perspective of starting off, and so these guys are just jealous of her taking off in the company, and they're just talking in the break room about how, I heard this and I heard this, and they had some pictures of her out with the higher ups at the strip club. And so here's this guy that she's in a relationship with that's on the down low, hearing all this, because they don't know that he's, you know, literally in bed with her. And it just plants all these seeds of doubt in his head. And again, if the relationship's built on sand, it's not going to be stable and strong. Because are you really lying to me? Because when we started off, it's been deceptive from the beginning. We've had to be deceptive to everyone else, you know? So it just didn't start well. And then he couldn't handle it. Then it just spiraled out of control. And then he just kind of lost his composure and his mind about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that he couldn't accept it out of the gate. I think that for me, I recognize that even her partner, the person who claimed to love her the most, had a hard time accepting that she was going to be in a position of power, making more money, in a position of dominance, specifically over him, like in the same office setting. Mm-hmm. That sucks. I mean, that just sucks. And you're right. In a healthy relationship, you're rooting for each other. At least you're striving to. It isn't always the case. It hasn't always been the case for us necessarily, but I'm just saying,
it hasn't been healthy for us either.
So. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's where I was going with this, is that I'm just saying, in this situation now, we might handle it that way. We would have boundaries in place. I, as a strong woman now, would be like, I'll meet you in the morning at the office, not at 2 a.m., right? Or I'll go out for happy hour, but I'm not going to go to a strip club to prove that I'm one of the guys and that I deserve to be here because I'm in a male dominant industry. We can go to no offense, we can go to a respectable place that's office oriented, friendly, like a restaurant or whatever the case may be, if we need to do that. But I'm not going to a strip club to prove my worth or that I'm cool or that I deserve to be here, right? I have done that in my younger years when I was less strong and convicted in who I am. So in this movie, that was the thing. Like, he had a hard time accepting that right out of the gate because he thought it was going to be him. Then there was all this chatter. That's what enraged me. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what her credentials were. She was just going to be brought down to the lowest level of scum. What did you do to get there?
Well, I would just say the chatter and what people say, I think that happens no matter what, no matter if she was a girl or a guy. If it was a guy, they would just have a different way of framing it, because jealousy, envy, it's there. It's there no matter what. I mean, it's going to be there, because out of all those 10 people on the floor that wanted that position and she's the one that got it, or he's the one that got it, people are going to talk.
And they're going to question. Oh,
and they're going to be like, well, he's the favorite, or she, you know, so they're all going to have an opinion about it. But that's the thing about when you kind of do things, you're going to have haters and you're going to have people that talk behind your back. And in real life, you just have to kind of not hear it. It doesn't exist.
It still makes me angry as we sit here and talk about it, because you can say that it doesn't exist, but it does exist, and it exists very much so, especially for women in a workplace. And I get that it happens to men too. And I get that there's a lot of pressure for men to show up in the way that they are supposed to provide, and all of these things that are important and that are like almost primitive for men. But it makes my stomach set on fire, because I just wonder, when do we stop with that narrative altogether? And that's what I feel like the movie was trying to articulate. Here we are in this setting where everything's extra drama.
It's an imperfect situation.
Yeah. And that the immediate response to that is that she did something to get there, and then that she was kind of punished and put in her place for it. And the end of the movie, the resolve, is kind of, again, what I mentioned was, it felt like revenge for her. But what it really was this moment of like humility for him. Like, you can't do this to people no matter the situation. It wasn't really about revenge. It was about redemption almost for her. It made her look like a monster and she was crazy, but it was really about saying like, no more. I will no longer be treated like this based simply on the fact that I'm a young, attractive female. And I see it happening and it's disgusting. And like, I feel like that's what the movie was about, and kind of exposing the idea that like, men do feel pressure, and that it is very fragile, and that it is a very competitive, this industry, but any industry, is a very competitive setting for men and women alike. And that while women get treated that way, men also feel an extreme amount of anxiety around proving their worth. Yeah. And it just gets articulated and it gets demonstrated in different ways. Then it makes me feel like empathetic toward different ethnicities and people who just right out of the gate have some type of discrimination as a different ethnic background, as a different economic background, that like right out of the gate, people have these judgments that are placed on them and never are credited for what they actually deserve to be credited for, hard work and merit, when that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
Then it also made me angry because there are people, women, there are others who like literally will do that. And then it continues that cycle of this being the perception, women and men alike. I'm not saying just women. I think the fact that this movie made me feel so many different emotions makes me want to watch it again and like think about those emotions while I'm watching it, now that I kind of know how the narrative plays out. Obviously, it was an intentional, stereotypical setting and all the drama, but it sparks a curiosity in me about what in my life, or what in my kid's life, or what in your life, or anyone else's life for that matter, being judged, and how do we approach it as a people?
Yeah, the whole thing was like the perfect puzzle of like, there was no getting out of it. You know, it was just like,
yeah. And when you say that, it reminds me, when you say that, that like, that was what was happening at the end, was he was basically just packing his bags and trying to leave. And like, I'm just going to go do a new, something new.
He was being a runner.
And she was like, no, you're not. She was, yeah. And she was like, no, you're not. And basically broke him down to, in this fragile state, broke him down to basically nothing of like, you better, like, you have to be, like, you have to face this. You have to be sorry. Yeah. This isn't a situation you can run from. And like, then you see him kind of crumble in this moment of like letting it all out instead of trying to hold it all together, the pressure to keep it all together and be strong, be a strong man. And
yeah,
just these stereotypes of the male versus female and all of the injustice that happens in that way. It really made me feel something. It made me feel all these different emotions. And then it's fun to have a conversation about with you or anyone else for that matter, because I feel like even a movie that's over dramatized and extreme can teach us something.
Mm-hmm.
Teach us something about how we think, how we feel, what we see, what's acceptable, what's not, why it is and why it isn't.
Yeah. That was a good example of an unhealthy situation from the get and how quick little turns can make it real crazy if your whole thing is built on shit. Little things become big things. Mm-hmm. Versus if it starts off solid in a team, the moment that phone rings at 2 a.m. and like they want me to go out and meet at a bar, it's like hard no. That's like, that was an example of like having no boundaries.
That's
and
right.
Like, don't be that way, because it's like that. If you do that, it's just a very shallow existence. Have some parameters in place so you know, like, hey, this is outside of what works for me. And if that doesn't work for you, then maybe I should work somewhere else or start my own firm. Or,
and that's not just like siloed to a woman in that position. That would be for the man too.
Of course.
If he was up for the promotion and they called him at 2 a.m. and wanted him to meet him out at a strip club in a healthy situation, he would also say, no, I'll see you in the morning.
I'm not even talking about this.
Yeah.
Sex part. It's just like, that's where it goes kind of sideways, is like, if you have no boundaries and you're just like a complete slave to money and whatever it takes to make the money, then you're
or
just
status like, or power. Or power.
And it did talk about power too. When the owner of the firm called her just like the most horrible stuff, I took that as like, when it comes to money and power and that situation, There's no rules. I've learned that in my, you know, journey. Like when there's a lot riding on situations, it's
cutthroat.
It's cutthroat. I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff happen when it comes to that. So, but again, you allow yourself to be in those positions and around those types of people and in those situations, and without any like awareness of, hey, this doesn't work for me. It's family first, or it's for my independence first. And from there we can talk.
Yeah. And that comes back to kind of this idea of like, no or hell yes. Like that's not a hell yes to leave at 2 a.m. and go out in the morning. And there's a cost to everything, right? So if I don't get up and go at 2 a.m. because it's not a hell yes to me, like this is not right. This doesn't feel right. This is not what I want. The cost of that might be that I don't have a job at this firm.
Yeah.
Or that my reputation's ruined, or that whatever else, like, but standing strong in your conviction about what's in alignment with your life and what you demand out of your life from a respect standpoint or a happiness standpoint, it doesn't matter. You make a good point, but like the whole overarching thing, it didn't even matter what happened in the movie. It was just, it didn't matter. Like I took it from, as a woman, I took it as like a female thing because it struck a chord with me. And I'm not wrong for feeling that way, but you took the movie as like the whole thing was just built on mistrust.
Yeah.
So it could never go anywhere anyway. Like it just would have never ended well because it didn't begin well.
Switch the gender roles. To me, that was a movie about power.
Yeah.
And it was a movie about greed and doing whatever it takes to try to get this promotion. And having no boundaries. That's what it was for me.
But for me, it went a little bit further because she did have boundaries. She didn't sleep her way to the top, but she was still accused of it. And as a woman, that narrative is just, well, he didn't know that.
People, places, and things. She was in a bad place with questionable people he didn't know what kind of things, you know, I mean, it was like all the wrong stuff happening.
I don't disagree with
that. But a lot of bad things could happen. So healthy would not be like at a strip club at 2 a.m. with a bunch of powerful people that influence. That's just like a perverse situation to find yourself in if you're trying to have a healthy relationship with somebody. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree with that, but I do think that I have to press you here and say that it is possible that someone can be in that situation and not do bad things like she was accused of. Now, I'm not saying I believe you are who you hang out with. And if you're in a situation time and time and time again, like I understand that, but like just specifically in this movie or like in this type of situation, there are situations where people can make the right choice in a bad setting around people with questionable motives or needing to prove themselves. They can not do those things. Like she didn't in the movie. She didn't. It is possible in real life that you don't. It is possible in real life that I've been in situations where a person of power says things or tries things or does things that are inappropriate, where I'm like, no, no way. It's possible. I'm just saying that's the other side of that is that, yes, it was questionable, but it is possible. And in the movie, she didn't. And just to jump to that conclusion is just as wrong as being in that position in the first place.
In another movie, she does.
Well, sure.
These things aren't just made up out of thin air. These things really happen.
I know.
No one's just making this up. Like, no one's just like drawing.
I know.
Yeah.
I understand. It's a great movie. Obviously, like this conversation, I feel like we could have all day because we could just go back and forth and around. And I'm open to your ideas and I'm open to your perception, especially as a man in this situation where it is gender specific in the movie. And that's the topic of conversation and how it impacts us differently and how we feel about it differently because we are a man and a woman watching a movie about gender specific stereotypes and roles and positions of power. Like a movie like that, like the movie was great. It was a great ride. It was entertaining. But a movie like that that makes you think and have these types of conversations, I feel like is how you move the needle in making progress in seeing things differently and in being open to the possibility that it just doesn't always have to be that way, but also the possibility that it could, you call a spade, right? Like it could appear that way. It could be that way. Like more of like an awareness, I guess. Yeah. It still makes me feel fire in my stomach. Like I still feel unresolved because of this movie. And I don't know what to do about it, quite honestly. I'd go from feeling empowered to feeling enraged to feeling empathetic to feeling disgusted by human nature to feel like just all of these different emotions. And in the essence and the effort in my life to try to find the opportunity and lesson in things like that, that's what I'm trying to pull from this.
All these little choices that she made, and it could have very well been him. That's like, I'm just so dedicated to this firm and I'm going to let you just walk all over me. We've experienced, you know, working places that were just less than desirable that you just keep going because it's all you know, or you feel like it's what you have to do. And it's, you're doing it because you have to make money. It was a lot more of that for me and less about the gender. But I appreciated hearing you bring that to the forefront. But like, it could have easily been the other way too, you know?
Yeah. And it probably is the other way in some instances in real life, or it is a matter of survival, which is also even more dire and sad, you know, where people feel like they're in a position where they have to do things to just even keep their job, not necessarily be promoted or be chasing power or money, but just to keep their job and have to accept a certain amount of treatment to do that just so they can take care of their families. And like, that's really sad. So
we know what that's like.
We've definitely been there too. The point being that it opens up a larger conversation.
That's
which is what we're having and why this is like really raw and kind of unorganized, because it's really happening in real time, this like evolution of the thought process around the overarching theme of this movie. And there are so many.
Yeah. That's what was just so good about the movie. It was so well done because it wasn't so obvious one side or the other. It was like, well, I can kind of see why he's having his meltdowns, and I can kind of see what she's going through it. And they started off just so happy, and they had this little secret, you know, but then it just became all this web of shit, you know. It got intense quick, and that's what made it such a great movie, because it was like, what's the right answer here? You know, it was just a maze, you know.
So if you haven't seen the movie and you just listened to us talk about it, I warned you, sorry, but go watch it. And I would be very interested to hear what other people think. If you have seen the movie and then you decided to listen to this conversation, I'm wondering if people felt the same way. And I wonder if it is gender specific, like you didn't feel the way that I felt when it was over because you didn't feel it as a woman, mm-hmm. right? But you you thought it, but you felt it in a different way that like, yeah. I didn't leave the movie with initially, but I thought it and I felt it and I understand it. Like, that's a damn good movie. When still, after this conversation and all the conversations we have this morning and last night when I thought about it myself and all day when I've thought about it myself, that's a damn good movie when it provokes a deep thought and curiosity around all of these different very intense and very relevant and very sensitive subjects.
Yeah.
So
check it out for sure.
Strap in, hold on for the ride while you watch the movie. If you can detach and just watch it for entertainment, I highly recommend it. But if you are like involved emotionally with it, like we are, I'd love to hear what you think.
I think you ate a whole bag of popcorn in like the first 10 minutes.
It was intense right out of like from the jump. It was.
I had like two bites and it was gone. It was like, what?
Yeah, I was very involved in the movie. And like we were interrupted a few times and you were like, you're really into this movie. And I just was like sitting like a dog waiting on a treat. Like, please turn it back on.
Yeah.
It's good. So thanks for listening to us ramble, express our opinions, ask questions, not really find any real answers, but just have an open and honest conversation that's like pretty raw and real about some really interesting topics. So we appreciate that you listen. Until next time. Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me, and be sure to thank yourself for showing up.